track 10 and breathe. It's the most basic function and we need it to survive, but many of us are not breathing correctly.
It's simple, isn't it? You breathe in and then you breathe out again. It's the essence of life. However, according to a number of experts, it isn't quite that simple. Research shows that 2/3 of our energy comes from our breath, and it eliminates 70% of toxins. Unless you are breathing fully, your cells are not getting the oxygen required for optimum health, says Stuart Standerman, who is on a mission to get us breathing correctly through his book, Breathe In, Breathe Out. After a traumatic event in his life, Stuart discovered breathwork. He found his stress and anxiety lifted and his trauma faded. He has helped many people, from professional athletes improving their performance to people recovering from respiratory infections, including COVID. So changing the depth, the rhythm and the rate of your breath opens up a host of benefits, including increased energy, improved cardiovascular health, strengthened immune system and better digestion. According to Francesca Blechner, founder of a mindbodyalchemist.com, 9 out of 10 adults are not using their respiratory system to its full capacity and have dysfunctional breathing patterns. The correct way to breathe at rest is through the nose and belly breathing using the diaphragm more fully. Now, the lower belly should expand before the chest, says Francesca, who describes breathwork as transformational in her life. When the respiratory system and breath is more open, then the torso will rise and fall effortlessly. You see it in animals when they are resting and babies. And there are many benefits to breathing like this, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And it has been shown to lower blood pressure and resting heart rate. When we feel stressed, our breathing becomes shallower, but breathing correctly can transform how we feel. Shallow breathing triggers the fight or flight part of the nervous system, releasing stress chemicals into the bloodstream and inducing feelings of anxiety, says Francesca. It puts the body in a stress state and suppresses the immune system. But breathing correctly enables more of a shift into the rest, heal, digest pathway of the nervous system, enabling the immune system to function more efficiently. Breathing is directly linked to your emotional state. And when you breathe deep into the lower belly, you can shift from anxiety and reactivity to that of a more calm and grounded state. Through lower belly, deep diaphragmatic breathing, the diaphragm can begin to release and sending a signal to the brain that you are safe and there is no threat, initiating the relaxation response. And feelings of anxiety begin to dissipate. And the good thing is that calming breathing techniques can be done anywhere at any time to shift moods and improve mindsets. Stuart agrees that by changing our breathing patterns, the brain's stress response system can be hacked. And he says, if in doubt, breathe out. His go-to breath techniques is to breathe in for 4, hold for 4, and then breathe out for a count of 8. It triggers the nervous system's parasympathetic rest response and allows everything to relax, he says. It makes you feel calm and alert at the same time, which is a good place to be.